Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
I think it goes without saying that we want our kids not to smoke cigarettes. It's just so unhealthy and so bad. But some parents, when they're thinking about quitting, are switching to e-cigs. And then kids who have heard all the health dangers of cigarettes are saying, well, maybe I can try something different and it's not as unhealthy for me as regular cigarettes. And that would be e-cigs and vaping. My guest today is Dr. Linda Reed Chasiakos. She is a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Reed. So tell us a little bit about e-cigs and what's going on. Are these things labeled dangerous? Can they be sold to people under 18? Tell us about the dangers with those. What's going on now?
Sadly, in some states, e-cigs can be sold to people under 18. One of the things, e-cigarettes were marketed originally as quitting aids, but the research at this point has not shown that they've been significantly effective. There are conflicting research studies about that. There are other FDA-approved nicotine or tobacco cessation devices such as nicotine patches and nicotine gum that can help parents who need some support in quitting smoking, which is a wonderful thing to do, by the way, for you and for your kids, that are much more proven effective and are regulated. E-cigarettes, frankly, they're a gateway. They're a gateway for young people at a very impressionable age to do something that's appealing and that's fashionable or becoming fashionable. Over the last few decades, smoking had become a lot less appealing. But now we're seeing an uptick because of e-cigarettes and the immense marketing, which a lot of it is targeted to young people because e-cigarettes are sold with liquid nicotine that comes in flavors such as bubble gum and cotton candy that really appeal to young people. And young people are at an impressionable age, and also their nervous system, their brains have not fully matured, so starting to use nicotine at this age can have some significant negative effects on the brain that can make lifelong nicotine and really tobacco addiction a reality and makes it much harder to quit down the road. So if you're a parent, talk to your doctor about looking at other methods that are FDA-regulated to help you quit, include some oral medications, and some support systems that are provided in many communities and through many doctors' offices to help you quit. I do need to let parents know that we have seen another very negative effect from e-cigarettes. You're probably aware that e-cigarettes look like regular cigarettes, but they're mechanical. They come with a battery, and then there's a central part, which is a vaporizer or an atomizer, and then a cartridge, which is where liquid nicotine, often in over 7,000 flavors, is put in. This atomizer causes a vapor. This is inhaled and then exhaled. And depending on how quickly that atomizer and how strong that atomizer is turned up, the vapor can include some carcinogens, such as formaldehyde, which can be breathed in, as well as causing some secondhand smoke. So that's a problem right there. But one of the more serious problems that we see with e-cigarettes is the actual liquid nicotine that fills the cartridge. These liquid nicotine products are not regulated by the FDA, which means that they're not consistent in terms of the amount of nicotine that they have. And there have been close to 4,000 cases in the past year of children under the age of 6 who have looked at the little nicotine bottles. They're brightly colored and look like candy, and have intoxicated themselves with nicotine, have ended up in the hospital, and in fact, sadly, on the East Coast, there was a death of a toddler from liquid nicotine. So that's another reason not to use e-cigarettes and liquid nicotine, and if you do use them, to make sure they're locked away, just like medications and other dangerous substances.
So tell us, what is the difference? I mean, you know, vaping, so the water that comes in, it's what, vapor water from these e-cigarettes?
It does create a water vapor, but it has other chemicals in it. It includes the nicotine. It includes other types of chemicals, which can be flavoring. It can be dyes. And again, the formaldehyde is another chemical that has been found in the vapor that comes out. And we're not sure about the long-term safety of these items. We know formaldehyde is a carcinogen, but we're not sure about the long-term safety. What's more worrisome, though, especially when you're looking at teenagers that are very susceptible both to marketing, which is really targeted towards them, is that it's making smoking sexy again. And teenagers, up to 10% of teenagers have tried e-cigarettes, and 2 to 3% are using them. And those folks are very likely to go on and move to regular cigarettes and to other types of tobacco, which have long-term effects that can be very dangerous. Of course, nicotine is considered dangerous in any form. And teenagers, there was a recent article in Pediatrics which talks about teenagers thinking that if they smoke only occasionally, they're safer. But that's not true. Any amount of nicotine has both short-term and long-term negative effects. And this is a very effective way for our tobacco industry to start getting teenagers interested in smoking, to induce changes in the developing brain that will likely make them customers of the tobacco companies for many years to come. One other area that's of concern with e-cigarettes is that other things could be put in the cartridges. And there are, and certainly in states where marijuana use is now legal, such as Colorado, a concentrated cannabis oil can be introduced into the cartridge, and people can smoke marijuana, and it isn't easily identifiable that that's what it is. So this is, again, another concern in terms of...
And it's definitely something we want to watch out for, but Dr. Reed, we only have a minute and a half barely left. I'd like you right now to speak to parents. Tell them the words to use. We've heard how dangerous it is. We've heard about all of the things that are in there and the chemicals, but now speak to parents. How can they, using words, tell their kids all the dangers you've spoken of? What do they say to their kids when their kids are saying, but Mom, it's not as dangerous as regular cigarettes, and it looks cool, and they taste fun, and they're coming cool colors? What do they say to their kids? You only have about a minute.
Nicotine is not a safe drug. Nicotine is more addictive than cocaine and heroin. And it is a lifelong commitment. If you start using nicotine, it is very likely that you will continue to use it. And it's important to understand that the cigarette companies and the tobacco industry want you to be a lifelong customer. There are other things that nicotine does. It increases wrinkles. It creates yellow teeth. It creates odors that are unpleasant. So people do not look attractive or glamorous when they're smoking, even though the tobacco companies want you to believe that it's cool. Cigarette smoking, vaping, all of these activities are not cool. It's an addiction, and it's not healthy.
And that is great information and really good advice. Parents, you know, we just have to talk to our children and be upfront with them about the dangers of these things, because turn your back for a second and the kids are going to try it and they're going to think it's harmless until, as she says, it could be a gateway, it could be a lifelong commitment, and it's not something you want for your children. So be sure and talk to them about the dangers of e-cigs. You're listening to Healthy Children with our good friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.